Well, domestic bonds have been outperforming the local equity market for the past 5 years, with bonds delivering returns of 10.4% per annum between 2016 and 2020. Now, with numerous risks at play, like the growing number of COVID-19 cases globally and a low growth environment locally, are investors still betting on South African bonds? Joining us with his take, Malcolm Charles from 91. Thanks so much, Malcolm, for your time this evening. So, like I say, over the past 5 years, we've had South Africa's bond market showing an outperformance relative to that of the equity space. Are you anticipating a shift at all now of allocations, or simply a continuation of that trend?
You know, I think there is a chance, and I think you are seeing small signs of a little bit of profit taking in the bond market and a little bit of a shift to equities as that news story does improve and the earnings outlook looks a little bit better. But having said that, you know, you've got a lot of people sitting in cash, and I think, you know, most of those investors will be looking at the two asset classes and going, you know, do I carry on sitting at around 4.5%, or do I, you know, go up the yield curve and get closer to 9%, 9.5% in the bond market? So I still think the bond market will be well supported from investors going forward, but I don't think as well supported as we have seen in the last couple of years.
Yeah, let's take a look at some of the risk factors that do come into play, Malcolm, because a lot of the stride that we have seen has been dependent on capital flows from foreigners, and for now that likely to be supported by a low interest rate levels being maintained by your developed market central banks globally. But how much of a risk is a reflationary environment that is being anticipated in the world's big economies?
Look, I think one thing we can be very thankful for is the governor of the Reserve Bank has done a phenomenal job in bringing down inflation expectations. He's anchored those below the 4.5%, and we're bobbing around 3% at the moment. So a reflationary story is a very mild risk for South African bond market for this year. I think the risk that we are all worried about is the excess supply. The budget deficit is in excess of 13%. Last year, government had issued 700 billion of bonds, possibly a little bit less in the year going forward, but that's almost too much. If that trend continues, that'll be too much for the market to absorb in years to come. So that is the actual supply of government bonds is by far the biggest risk to us going forward.
Yeah. What about our structural deficits, Malcolm? I mean, that's been put in the spotlight quite severely given the pandemic and the kind of impact it's had on our economy and our ability to buffer against the headwinds that have come our way.
Yeah, so I think the best way to describe the South African economy is we're on the cliff face. We have got a chance if we do the right structural reforms, if we see positive action from quite a few departments in government, and we see a very committed National Treasury sticking to their budget. If they can continue delivering what they are forecasting on their budget, we have got a chance of coming right. But we are honestly on the cusp, and strong action needs to be taken, and strong commitment from all parties need to be taken, because as you mentioned, we have got some tailwinds. We've got very low and sometimes zero negative interest rates from global banks. We've got commodity prices doing very, very well. Our agricultural production over the last year and a half, 2 years has been fantastic, record crops. So if we have got some good things, let's use those good things and start saving and starting actually bringing down our deficit numbers. That way, the South African bond market will recover, and then we'll actually see light at the end of the tunnel.
Absolutely. Well, let's leave it there. Thanks so much, Malcolm, for your time this evening. That, of course, Malcolm Charles from 91.